Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever y'all are at when you listen to this. Hey, Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. Are you a Christian? A new beginning. I read recently that 50% of all born-again Christians don't have the assurance of salvation. Maybe some just need to memorize some pertinent passages on the assurance of salvation, like 1 John 5:13, which states, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." And you realize after reading that God's word does indeed promise that salvation is the present possession of every true follower of Christ. But on the other hand, perhaps a lot of so-called Christians do not have the assurance of salvation because they are not really saved. Just because you attend church or engage in certain religious activities does not necessarily mean you are a Christian. The Apostle Paul instructed those in the early church to examine themselves to see if their faith was genuine. Look at 2 Corinthians 13:5. "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified." So how do I know if you are a Christian? How do you know if I am one? There must be evidence. Jesus said in Matthew 7:20, "Therefore by their fruits you will know them." So if someone examined your life, would they find any spiritual fruit, hard evidence to prove that you are a true follower of Jesus Christ? Or let me put it another way. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? You see, by evidence, I don't mean how many Bibles you own or how many bumper stickers you might have on your car with Christian sayings on them. I mean hard evidence. If your family members, neighbors, and coworkers were interviewed and asked the question, "Is," and your name here, "in your opinion, a real Christian?" You know, some of us might not be happy with the response. The only good way others can tell whether you are a Christian is by your works. While all the good works in the world won't save a person, as it states in Titus 3:5, is in not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. They are responsible evidence, or reasonable evidence, that someone is saved. So in a nutshell, all the great religions of the world, apart from Christianity, say, do this and you might go to heaven, do that and you might find nirvana, and so on. Christianity, in contrast, says, done. So in other words, God has taken care of your salvation through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. He cried out, "It is finished." He purchased your ticket to heaven at the cross. But having received that ticket, your life should reflect your commitment to Christ. You see, again, works won't save you. But if you really are saved, then works will follow. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Has that happened to you? Has there been a change in your life? In Acts 26, the Bible outlines three steps you must take to be sure you are a Christian. This is important to understand because you may be living under false hope and ultimately have a false assurance of salvation. When Paul spoke to King Agrippa and described how God had called him to preach the gospel message, he essentially broke that message down and, in so many words, defined it. Paul said that God told him to preach the gospel, which was comprised of a person hearing it, realizing it was given to open their eyes in order to turn their darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And that was in Acts 26:18. So first, you must have your eyes open. A spiritual blindness afflicts those who have not turned their lives over to Jesus Christ. Because, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, whose minds the God of this age have blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Second, you must turn from darkness to light. You see, Satan loves darkness. Hell is referred to as outer darkness. If you want to really believe, then you need to come out of the darkness and into the light. And that's from Acts 26:18. And third, you must turn from the power of Satan to God. A lot of people today want to live in two worlds. If you want to be a Christian on Sunday, but want to live the other way the rest of the week, it won't work. Listen to what 2 Corinthians 6:14 says. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? You see, you must turn from Satan to God. So, have your spiritual eyes been opened? Have you turned from darkness to light? Have you turned from the power of Satan to God? If you're taking these steps, then God has forgiven your sins and has a place for you among God's people in heaven. This is the only hope of those who truly belong to Christ. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.